But first, the National Governors Association Conference continues today in Providence, Rhode Island. Attendees are talking about policy issues ranging from trade to technology to cyber challenges. States have long been thought of as laboratories of democracy, as former Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis described them in a 1932 case. But as politics generally have become more polarized, are states taking a more active role in experimentation? With me to talk about this is Richard Herrera, an associate professor of political science in ASU School of Politics and Global Studies. And Richard, are we really seeing more of that in the Trump and Obama years than we had before?
I don't know that we're seeing more of it. I think we're seeing a higher visibility of it. That is, states have always sort of been innovators with regard to policy within their own geographical boundaries, in part because they have different economies in many cases, or because they have different issues and problems that confront them. Sometimes those policies are innovative to the point where they, what we would call diffuse, that is, they diffuse to the federal government in terms of new ideas about ways to approach certain policy problems, or they diffuse to other states. And so what you had, in a sense, during the New Deal era is when this whole metaphor of laboratories for democracy kind of arose. And it was at a time of great change, as you can imagine. So if we fast forward to today and the time period that you just talked about, I think that that has continued. I think one difference over time that we've seen is many of the changes or innovations, let's say policy changes, that have been initiated at the state level seem to be a little bit more motivated now by political, ideological, partisan concerns as compared to sort of the model suggested by the metaphor, which is that they are laboratories for experimentation with regard to policy solutions for emerging problems.
So do you think that we're seeing more now of states doing less of trying to solve maybe more provincial problems or taking a more state-based approach to solving a problem, as opposed to states maybe trying to either stick it to the federal government or provoke the federal government or maybe try to in some ways go around the federal government if they can get enough other states on board with what they're doing?
I think that's part of what's happening. And you see it not only in terms of policy adoption or policy response to federal mandates, for example, or federal guidelines, but also in the form of lawsuits filed by states individually and as groups to challenge federal policies that affect them. I don't know if I would call it sort of sticking it to the federal government. I think it's a political response. And so I think when you have a presidency or a federal government that is held by Democrats, you see a response from Republican-held legislatures in the states, and vice versa. When you have a Republican president and Congress, you might see a response from Democratic-held state houses.
What does that do to the relationship between states and the federal government, especially those states which are either led by legislatures or governors or attorneys general that are of the opposite party of Congress and or the White House?
It becomes more conflictual. That is, the relationship, the federalism sort of model becomes much more conflictual based on party and ideology, which can be less wavering, less willing to yield or compromise. And so it sets up a sort of ongoing dispute between federal and state governments when the parties are in different hands.
Are you seeing that the types of issues that states are looking to take on changing over time from maybe some of the more local or statewide issues that maybe really don't affect other states to now maybe more either regional or national issues?
I think that's true. I mean, I think there's always been sort of set of policies that states have to deal with. So they have to deal with education, they have to deal with law enforcement, they have to deal with transportation issues and certain things like that. Now they're having to deal with policy innovations coming from the federal government with regard to healthcare, which is probably the biggest one that we've seen in the last 10 years. And so I think the states have always had to respond to federal level policymaking, but we're seeing now much broader and bigger scale.
Do you see any reason to think that this trend will change, that either the relationship between the federal government and all of its states will improve, or that states will start deferring more to the federal government or try to work more with the federal government, especially as we've been talking about those states where the leadership politically is different than that in the White House and or Congress?
I see very few signs that the current level of conflict based on partisan ideological grounds between the federal government and the some of the states was going to abate. I think as, however, certain policies are proven maybe to work well or not work well, then the states have to adjust. So I think you're seeing a response from partisans at the state legislative level to conditions that they're seeing. That doesn't necessarily mean that they are abandoning things, but it does mean that they also have to be accountable to their voters. So I think that sort of pressure, when it comes forward with enough force, can result in some changes. But barring that, I haven't seen very many signs that suggest that on their own, states who are at odds with the federal government in terms of ideology or party are likely to move in a more amicable direction.
Richard Herrera with the ASU School of Politics and Global Studies. Richard, thanks a lot for your insights.